You and my mom got me thinking. I want to get them for my dad. It's his birthday. I think he'd appreciate what they are. He'd appreciate the artistry, the history. The old man leaned forward in his creaky chair.
Is he worthy?
He finally said. Worthy? Said Buddy. Worthy of what? The old man looked intently at Buddy as he tried to divine the inner truth of a boy and his father. Beneath the thin shell of indifference and pride, he could see goodness and grace in the boy. But was that enough?
These clubs could change his life. And yours.
Well, he'd take good care of them, if that's what you mean. We have a finished basement, and he has a display of all the majors he's covered. He has framed media credentials, photos, bag towels, flags, and some other stuff. If it makes any difference, I could buy him a wall rack and he could put the clubs on it.
No, no, no,
the old man said, his tone deadly serious.
These clubs aren't museum pieces. They need to be played. A Stradivarius wasn't meant to be confined to its carrying case. It was meant to fill a concert hall with its sublime sound. These clubs are no different. They were meant to do battle with the course, with the elements, with a nestled lie in the rough, a plugged ball in a short side bunker. They were made to have grass stains, dirt and sand in their grooves. Otherwise, you dishonor them. You understand?
Sort of, I think, Buddy said.
I'm unable to play, the old man said, patting his legs. I had to give up the game I love. I need to know that the clubs will have a purpose.
But my dad already has a set of clubs. Clubs from, you know, this century.
You must listen to me,
the old man said, his voice strong and insistent.
These clubs have a soul, a spirit, a heritage. They are pure originals. Most of all, they are unalterable. And that's what gives them their strength. They are the sum of what can be imagined and what can't be. They are waiting for their history to be written. That's why I ask if your father is worthy.
Buddy edged away, wondering what he had said or done to trigger the old man's ravings. Waiting for their history to be written. Since when did a bag of garage sale clubs make history? But there was something about the way Gordo spoke of the clubs that resonated with Buddy. There was passion. There was belief. And when was the last time Buddy had believed in anything that mattered? Here was an old man in a wheelchair, and yet his imagination allowed him to dream in ways that the younger Buddy had long deemed worthless. Maybe this was Buddy's chance to dream again, to believe as Gordo believed. The car horn honked again. Buddy turned and held out both palms to his mom and mouthed, "Hold on!" He turned back to the old man. He had made his decision. "I've got $1,180 in my Venmo account," Buddy said hurriedly. "I've got a paid internship in the city. I don't know how much you want for the clubs, but I'll make sure they have grass stains and dirt on them. If you saw my dad play, you'd know I'm telling the truth. Nobody has laid the sod more than him." The old man smiled, pondered the offer for several moments, but then shook his head.
"No. Yeah, I can't sell them to you."
Buddy nodded and then offered a handshake. "It was worth a try, right?" he said. "You never know unless you ask." Buddy tried to move away, but the old man held on tight.
"I said I wouldn't sell them to you. Instead, I will give them to you."
"Give them to me? Why?"
"Because, young man, I have more fuel than runway.
I don't understand.
Nor should you. But this gift comes with a condition. You must promise that you will play again. And do so with your dad.
Buddy loosened his grip. I don't know, he said. The old man squeezed harder. For someone who looked semi-frail, he had a surprisingly strong grip.
Deal?
Okay, Buddy said, his hand throbbing. Deal.
And you're a man of your word.
I am. I promise.
Then we have concluded our transaction. The clubs are yours.
I won't let you down.
I'm not your concern. Be true to yourself. The clubs will show you the way.